Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. And yes, another massive show for you. The CDC committed scientific fraud and hid data, says Dr. Robert Malone. And he's not alone. He's getting this information from, surprise, the New York Times. But there's a reason. You see, what seems to be happening, folks, is the CDC seems to know that someone is going to blow the whistle on them. That someone is probably within the CDC. And the New York Times is a vehicle for them to get the information out softly. It was supposed to be softly, but people picked up on the article and realized how of a big of a bombshell it really is. To get it out, and then the New York Times to say, oh yeah, we reported on that already. That's old news. That's what they try to do, but it's not going to work because now people are going to be anticipating. And the New York Times and them trying to get out in front of the story, I think might just backfire on them and it explodes it even more. Because they would have been better off doing what they did with the other bombshells. This is the first time that government data is going to be coming forward. We already have had the Department of Defense data come forward. They pretended like it didn't exist, which was more effective, and allowed the government to then try to commit fraud and criminal activity to switch the data numbers two different times. They messed with the numbers trying to switch them, but they got busted by three whistleblowers. And yet, that information didn't explode. So with the New York Times giving credibility to this for the left-wing people, because whenever the left never believes you unless the New York Times, but now you're in this point, well, the New York Times is the one who's even saying it. That will backfire on them in the long run. So it tells me that even the New York Times thinks, we can't even cover this up. This is going to be so big, whatever it is. Well, I kind of know what it is, but I'm going to be guessing, so I don't want to say. Why I say I kind of know is because I've been following and giving you all this information for a long time, so I can use common sense and have a gist. I don't know exactly what the data will say exactly, but I can have a gist of what it will indicate, and what it will really do is just indicate that we have been right the whole time. So I put it this way, and I'm going to give you Dr. Robert Malone, so don't go away. I'm going to play you cuts. So much information, tons on this, okay? As much as we can before the information has been revealed. It hasn't been fully revealed, but there's enough information from the New York Times that we can figure out what's about to happen. So scientific fraud is going to be revealed by the CDC. Well, I'll play Dr. Malone because I was going to make a point, but I'll wait till later in the show. The point is I kind of know, and what's been happening is that the dead bodies have been piling up, and that's literally the dead bodies have been piling up, where we've seen the death rate skyrocket in 2021 by 42%, and most insurance companies saw their death claims go up by 40% and in the third and fourth quarter of 2021, right after the vaccines rolled out. How do you bury that evidence? They've been trying. And like a metaphor, they've been trying to bury the bodies, and we have been digging the bodies up and showing it to people, where other people have dug up the bodies, and then I will show you the evidence. And what I mean is the bodies as in the evidence that proves people have been dying. All you have to do to see all the dead bodies that have been dug up is go to thenewamerican.com. Go to the video section at the New American website. Go to the video section. Click on my show, the Ben Armstrong Show. You don't even have to watch the videos. Just read all my headlines. They might even seem over there. They're not over the top. They're all backed up, every single one. If a headline looks too radical for you, play the video and you'll see it's all backed up with truth. But you just read the headlines and just keep reading it, and then go to page two and read the headlines, and you'll see all the stuff they've been trying to bury, we have dug up and presented to people, and others have. And that's what's, it's caving in on them now. It's caving in. Something big is about to happen. When the New York Times admits that the CDC has been hiding the true data and not letting the people see it, and basically saying because the American people can't handle the truth, you can't handle the truth because you wouldn't go out and get the vaccine if you knew the truth. What are they saying? You know what they're saying. Anyways, well, I'll go deeper into that. But when the New York Times admits this, you know something's about to drop. They're not doing it because they want to hurt the CDC. They're not doing it because they want to hurt Joe Biden's administration or the left. They're doing it because they think we've got to get out in front of it and try to soften the blow if we can. But I think they're going to make the blow worse. Usually this works in normal politics. This isn't normal politics because this isn't Democrat Republican. See, when it's Democrat Republican, you go out, you put the story out softly without giving all the evidence, and then your base says, oh, that's old news, and they brush it all off because it's Democrat versus Republican. Guess what? That won't work in this. You put it out there, now Democrats are going to be scratching their head saying, what is this? Because they've gotten the vaccine too. Republicans have got the vaccine. It doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. The American people are going to say, what? What are you saying? They committed fraud, scientific fraud, and tricked me? Which is what we've been saying the whole time. Basically, folks, the New York Times has come out and said, Ben Armstrong has been right the whole time. And Dr. Robert Malone and, well, any conservative that's been outspoken about the vaccines, they've been right the whole time. They've been telling you the truth the whole time, and the CDC has been lying to you the whole time. That's basically what this article says. Let me get to Dr. Robert Malone and his interview with Steve Bannon on War Room Pandemic, where they are just fantastic on this stuff. Let's get right to it.
Lucky enough to be able to get Dr. Malone. Dr. Malone, New York Times had this headline, Gateway Pundit picked up. You have a beautiful analysis we'll put up right now on your Substack. CDC withholding evidence concerning COVID vaccine safety is scientific fraud. And it comes from a New York Times headline that the CDC isn't publishing large portions of the COVID data it collects. This almost sounds Orwellian. What is exactly going on about this data, the data sets that CDC has, sir?
So my colleagues at the Global COVID Summit Group, including Ryan Cole, have been carefully watching the data, as you know, for years, well over a year now, coming onto your show and raising concerns. And we've all been attacked by the media for doing so and by social media. And now we see the smoking gun. The CDC has been hiding data from all of us. And I think what's going on here is they're getting out ahead. There's a good chance they're trying to get out ahead of a whistleblower or something like that at CDC that's about to blow this open. And because if you read through it, what the New York Times is trying to do is obfuscate and soft pedal this news, but it is a bombshell. Let me just read you a quote. This is coming from Samuel Scarpino, who's basically a surrogate in the non-governmental sector. He works for the Rockefeller Foundation, okay? Here's what he says, quote, the CDC is a political organization as much as it is a public health organization. Well, if that isn't a mic drop, I don't know what is. And then he says, the steps it takes to get something like this released are often well outside of the control of many of the scientists that work at the CDC. Here's my translation. An NGO spokesperson for the official public health stance is throwing Rochelle Walensky under the bus, saying the politicians have forced us to commit scientific fraud. But this is scientific fraud.
It is scientific fraud. And what I read into that is that that's basically saying there is a scientist. The scientists haven't been able to really fully blow the whistle. There's some scientist, someone is coming forward who's been working under this and is going to say, look, I've been given all this data because they've been feeling the pressure because the bodies have been piling up. And so what they're realizing is the whistleblower's coming forward because it's like, I'm not going down with this ship. I'm not going to be on the wrong side of history. I'm not going to be viewed for the... My whole life and my grandchildren are not going to read about me as someone like a Nazi doctor because I knew the truth. I knew the vaccine was extremely deadly. I knew they were lying about it and hiding the data. I've got too much of a conscience. I've got to come out. I think that's what's happened. I think a scientist with tremendous credibility from the inside has already contacted probably a House member of some sort, and most likely a Republican, because, I mean, might not be alive if he contacted a Democrat. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I have no idea. The point here is this is my assumption. Hey, okay, whatever. It shouldn't be a Democrat-Republican issue. Maybe the guy contacted a Democrat. I highly doubt it, though. But somebody has been contacted, and they know it, and the New York Times is getting out in front of it. Let me give you more of Dr. Robert Malone, because I'm just speculating. I have no idea. But you read what this is saying, and it is majorly hinting at this. Of course, it is the New York Times, so take it with a grain of salt. Here's the New York Times. If they report something negative about a liberal administration, that's when it usually tends to be actually accurate, because they don't want to do that. That's when they're forced to do it. They grit their teeth. I can't believe I have to do this. So that's the few times where I think they might actually have some accurate reporting. Otherwise, I don't take any of their reporting accurate. They're a bunch of liars over there. But when you're outing your own people that you love, why would you do that if to lie? So I'm thinking the New York Times actually isn't lying here. If it was to out their enemies, they lie all the time. More from Dr. Robert Malone.
Yeah, but hang on. It's even more brutal. And what you pull from the New York Times, I want to read from the New York Times itself, cited in your article. This is a quote. 2 full years into the pandemic, the agency leading the country's response to the public health emergency has published only a tiny fraction of the data it has collected. Several people familiar with the data said much of the withheld information could help state and local health officials better target their efforts to bring the virus under control, end quote. Dr. Malone, what the heck does that mean? When they mean, I thought they were supposed to put up all their data. That was the point of the CDC, Dr. Malone.
This is scientific fraud. They have been, this is the next chapter in this noble lie story, and it's not noble.
Hold on, let me pause it there, because a lot of people will skip over what he's saying about noble lie. The CDC, and they've had this policy for a long time, I think back in the 70s when they were caught in the swine flu, 1976 lie and scare of the swine flu scare, where they actually lied and said they had an approved vaccine for it and then gave people something totally different than what was approved. Sound familiar? Yeah, they did that in 1976. Don't believe me? Look up 60 Minutes, type this in, 60 Minutes, swine flu, 1976. You will get a 60 Minutes report showing you how evil the CDC was even back then, okay? And they back then had a policy that they're allowed to lie to the public for the public good. It's called a noble lie, which there's no such thing. You're liars. The American people should always get the truth no matter what it is. But they don't believe that. They believe for their agenda to be forward, they know the American people won't always embrace it. So they have to do a noble lie. They call it a noble lie, but it's a despicable lie. What they're saying here is if the American people had gotten the true information about COVID-19 and the vaccine, because trust me, it's going to have to do with the vaccine. There's no way it's not. But both, that we fudged all the numbers and scaremongered you to try to get you to take a vaccine, and then we fudged all those numbers and brought down the danger and the risk because we know people wouldn't take the vaccine if they had that information. They'd be too scared to take it. So we have to lie so that they're not too scared to take it. And they'll even admit that they think that you would be too scared to take it if they gave you all the information. Exactly. They are basically will admit they don't think you can make an informed decision. But more than that, if you had the information, you would say that's way too dangerous of a fake vaccine, which is really gene therapy. That's why I call it a fake vaccine. That's way too dangerous, and I'm not sticking in that in my body. And they knew your reaction would be, I won't stick that in my body knowing that. So they took the knowing that away and said, you don't get to know that. Now, what is the that? Like I said, go to all my shows, read all my headlines. I've already dug it up. I don't have time. There's tons of things that have already been dug up. And that's what this information is going to do. It's going to confirm everything that I've been reporting on this whole time. More from Dr. Robert Malone, though.
They're admitting that they've been lying to us by withholding data, just the same as Tony Fauci has lied to us again and again about flattening the curve, mask use, what it's going to take to reach herd immunity. It just goes on and on. And now we find out that the underlying data that the medical community has been relying on, the data that has been used to justify the attacks that we've had from our licensing boards, all of this blowback we've had, the censorship on Twitter, the censorship on Facebook, and all of these attacks we've had on the press have been all because the CDC has been hiding the data that would verify what we've been saying all the way along, including on your broadcast.
Hold on, I want to say one thing. Hey, Doctor, it's one thing to be deplatformed. It's another thing to be harassed on Twitter. Dr. Ryan Cole and these heroes have actually, they're starting the process to delicense, to take away their practice, to take away their livelihood, and quite frankly, to break that trust between a patient and doctor. Dr. Malone.
Yeah, they tried to take my license too. They've tried to take Peter McCullough's license. It goes on and on. They took Merrill Nass's license. It has swept the whole world, and it's based on scientific fraud.
Hold on. Now, here's something really interesting for you that I, from my past shows, can put together with what Dr. Robert Malone is saying, because I've learned this through doing this show. If they prove scientific fraud, and it was committed by the CDC, and that means Pfizer and Moderna and their shots are part of the scientific fraud. If that comes out and it's proven scientific fraud, their exemptions from lawsuits is nullified. If this truly will become proven in a court of law that it's scientific fraud, these companies could be sued up the wazoo. You can't sue them right now, because the fraud that they've committed has allowed them to give themselves exemptions through the government. The government's giving them the exemptions. But if this is fraud, lawyers out there, you want a big payday? It's coming. You can get a massive payday. You should be all over this right now, because if you wait and you're not on it now, you ain't getting jack squat, because it'll be all taken up. You'll be too late. You'll be too late. Yeah, I'm trying to rile up some lawyers that are watching. You better get riled up. I want you riled up, because if you start sniffing this crap out, you'll prove the fraud, you'll get it in court, and then you'll rake in the dough. But if you sit back and do nothing, they'll get away with it all. You better start doing something. And if you don't, someone else probably will. So you're going to miss out. Dr. Robert Malone continues with Steve Bannon.
But I want to make sure I understood that this is the way information warfare works. You can see from this article in the Times, because there's sources, you believe people at CDC understand they have a massive problem, are now trying to get ahead of this to say, oh, that's already been reported. We already knew they didn't put the data. Is that you're saying the New York Times story is part of information warfare to get ahead of this catastrophic, the consequences of this, which is catastrophic, because you and Dr. Cole and others are coming for him? Is that basically what I hear?
I think that it is clearly an attempt by the New York Times to get out ahead of this story and to soft play it. But I think that what this may be foreshadowing is that there is a data leak or a whistleblower. And I got to say, if you're a scientist working at the CDC below these bureaucrats and you've been holding your tongue, you got two choices. You can either be a witness or you can be a defendant, and now is the time. You've got to come clean or deal with the consequences.
100%, and that pressure should be on them. We should have a ton of whistleblowers within the CDC that don't want to go to jail. That's what we should have, but apparently many of them would rather go to jail, it appears. And if they think that what Dr. Malone is saying isn't something that could happen, Dr. Malone has already provided the Department of Defense information and all sorts of other information, and I don't even know what else, but I know a ton. But for sure, the Department of Defense whistleblower information to a high-ranking JAG officer. So we already know that it is being looked into, and at least in military courts. So you better be on the right side. You better start deciding, are you going to let them pin it all on you? Because if you sit back and hold your tongue now, you're going down with it. And more than that, they'll figure out a way to say it was you to save their own hides. You don't think that's how it works? Of course that's how it works. Dr. Robert Malone's 100% on that. And the snowball has already begun, but it's very small. If we get this snowball really rolling, and it's starting to roll with now Wall Street looking into Pfizer and looking into insurance companies and wondering whether they should invest or not, and the stocks are starting to show that they're looking into it, it's all going to come out because there's too many bodies. You can't hide the stench, and we've already dug up a lot of the bodies. You buried them. I helped dig them up. Well, I didn't really dig them up. Other people dug them up. I helped show what other people have found to the world. That's what I've been doing, and I will continue to show truth. We just do truth. More truth from Dr. Robert Malone and Steve Bannon.
Dr. Malone, what we got about a minute. What can this audience do that's had your back? We're going to try to get Dr. Cole on tomorrow with Dr. Naomi Wolf. We'll try to get him on tomorrow to take more time to go through this. But what is your recommendation? What can this audience do today to help force CDC to release all of the data?
Steve, that's in your bailiwick. You're the politician. You're the tactician. I bow to your expertise. What I can tell you is that we're trying to blast this out on every channel we can, call them out for what they've done. And what we need is your army to help us spread that message in any way you can. And thank you so much for what you're doing.
Let me just ask you real quickly. Is there any reason, scientific reason, they would be holding back this massive amount of data in your mind? Any scientific justification?
The justification they provide is they don't want to scare people. They don't think people can handle the truth, and it would cause vaccine hesitancy. That's explicitly their explanation, which has been the story all the way through. This validates that, you know, we now have Bill Gates on tape saying that Omicron is acting like a virus, like a vaccine, just like I said it would on Laura Ingraham before Christmas. We've got him saying that we made a mistake by suppressing early treatments, that the blood is on their hands now. And it's out in the open, and people have got to wake up and recognize what we're dealing with. And as you know better than I, this is just one little tiny angle of what's going on here.
It is one little tiny angle, and I'll tell you what I think it is. It's the end of the show. And I think a lot of the data is gonna show how non-deadly COVID-19 was and how they tricked you into thinking COVID-19 was deadly. A lot of the information will prove that, although we've already have enough information to prove that. We already know the survival rate's 99% for healthy people and stuff. But that's why they're saying it would be vaccine. Why would someone get a vaccine for something that's not even dangerous? You don't need a vaccine for something that's like the common cold. Now, do you? But that's, and it will show that the PCR tests were all a bunch of lies. And they don't even know if you had COVID-19 or not. As I've always said, a PCR test does not tell you if you have COVID-19. It never can tell you if you had COVID-19. They'd have to take it under a microscope and do an examination. It can only tell you if a coronavirus is present, which could be a common cold. Doesn't mean it's COVID-19. That kind of information is going to come out. Stuff that we've been saying for a long time. But then there'll be some vaccine stuff that will come out. And they really don't want that stuff to come out. But we already know. Those of you who have been paying attention. But the world might soon get something that will shake their eyes open for once, hopefully. I love you guys. I got to go. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I love you. Or else why would I say it? See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level, and I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.